Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, May 11th, in the year 1836, the contents of the editorial published in the Barbadian severely criticized the state of affairs relating to the legislature and the lack of policing in the capital of Bridgetown. The writer bemoaned the apparent movement toward the breakdown of civil society in the town, conceding that if the current situation with base indifference and disregard for the institutions of government were allowed to continue unchecked, it could devolve into chaos, rendering incivility and damage to the fabric of the social order. The editor registered discontent with what he considered to be the lack of commitment to service as it related to doing the people's business in the House of Assembly. He lamented, and I quote, "It is our unpleasant duty to acquaint the public with the fact that there were not as many members of assembly in town yesterday as would make a house. The pace at which the public business proceeds is at present very slow. But how, in a short time, it is to go on at all, we are at a loss to conceive." End quote. It is evident that the writer of this editorial was very bewildered by the absence of members of the House, shocked at the very inability to raise a quorum, disabling the system of the capacity to operate effectively on the people's behalf. It was contended in the piece that with the current session of the House slated to end in about 6 weeks, it was unthinkable that more than half of the members had absented themselves from their elected duties. Emancipation was on the horizon, looming large, and the country was in the throes of discussion related to the demands made by the British Parliament, and the ruling class was still debating whether to pass the bill regarding full freedom. In essence, emancipation or non-emancipation was still a viable discussion. Therefore, with the date of passage of the bill being a little over a year away, the House should have been deliberating on the issue at hand. That's what likely incensed the writer. Additionally, the editor also spoke out about the ineptitude of those entrusted with law enforcement, tying the failing of the town police establishment to the lack of attention by the legislature to the work for which they had been sent to the House. The writer contended that there needed to be an increase in the police ranks because the beat of any one policeman was too extensive. This was especially obvious when men of war were at anchor in the harbor at the Carenage, where being on shore leave, the British seamen would become drunk, disorderly, and uncontrollable, using offensive, filthy, and indecent language in the public domain, confirming that the circumstances needed to be seriously addressed and rectified and could only be done by legislative action. Therefore, on this day, May 11th, in the year 1836, the writer of the editorial concluded, quote, "We repeat our remark that it is absolutely necessary now to have an increased police force, but the necessity will increase tenfold when the apprenticeship shall cease," end quote.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.